Music of your life.
Royal FM.
This is 107.9 Royal FM, the heartbeat of Kigali. It is Royal Smack. Today, Amalito cannot be in studio with us, so I decided to sit in for him just a little bit. I've had a very exciting day. Now, I have a guest in studio with me today, and if you could just introduce yourself.
Hello there, my name's Daniel Hatton. I'm from the Commonwealth Fashion Council. I'm the founder and conceptual director.
Oh, wow. That's... wow. So, how did you get into fashion?
Well, I graduated from my MA in London around about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I did a course called Applied Imagination for the Creative Industries at mm-hmm. MA level. And I started to really investigate cultures and fashion. And then I've done work experience at St. James's Palace. And I came, obviously, into contact with the Commonwealth a lot more because the Queen is mm-hmm. The sort of figurehead of the Commonwealth. She has no sort of powers, really. She's just there as a symbol of stability, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Yeah.
So I just came into contact with all these old images of the Queen going about her mm-hmm. Visits around Commonwealth countries. And the one thing that stood out for me mm-hmm. was how the Queen wore fashions that represented the Commonwealth, the true diversity of the Commonwealth.
Okay.
And the certain symbols that she incorporated into her dresses mm-hmm. through beading. So she really was a sort of, probably not consciously, but she was promoting Commonwealth and fashion,
yeah.
and that got me really, really inspired mm-hmm. and thinking about the Commonwealth in a fashion context.
Yeah. Okay, that's beautiful. So you come from a fashion background, of course.
Yes, fashion and communications.
Fashion and communications. And Daniel also happens to be the guest of honor at the Kigali Fashion Week we're mm-hmm. having this year. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Okay, the Commonwealth Fashion Council has an actual council. Mm-hmm. Where we have 24 council members mm-hmm. and we aim to have 54 council members.
Okay.
Remember that the Commonwealth has 54 countries.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is have each country represented fairly and mm-hmm. equally mm-hmm. around the table, discussing strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats that reside within mm-hmm. the fashion industries. So I'm here as a guest of honour for Kigali Fashion Week, here to support Kigali Fashion Week mm-hmm. and also to just give them more, just encouragement really from the Fashion Council members and also from the wider organisation at the Commonwealth Fashion Council. But And we're coming here to sort of highlight, really, mm-hmm. Kigali, not just Kigali, Rwanda, and to see how we can, well, to gather information, really, to see what sort of strengths mm-hmm. Kigali has in terms of fashion, which mm-hmm. I've seen a variety of fashion designers. I've seen a variety of manufacturers, mm-hmm. fabrics, absolutely beautiful fabrics, and absolutely beautiful people too. Mm-hmm. So it's using them strengths and trying to push forward the fashion industry within Kigali, but not just focusing on fashion designers, because, you know, fashion designers just don't make up the fashion industry.
Yeah.
So we're here to acknowledge that Kigali Fashion Week is on our council mm-hmm. and has conformed to all our rules and regulations, which mm-hmm. are very strict. And we're just here to celebrate the true diversity of this event. And we're really excited to be here.
Oh, wow. Okay. Kigali Fashion Week joining the Commonwealth Fashion Council. How is that going to be beneficial for designers here locally?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I say, it's going back to my point, it's not all about designers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about promoting the Commonwealth Fashion Council mission is to establish excellence throughout mm-hmm. the Commonwealth Fashion Industries, IES,
okay.
meaning as a collective. So if we specifically talk about fashion designers first, mm-hmm. you know, the major thing that a fashion designer needs to do, because all fashion designers are creative, but some better than others.
Yeah.
But the first thing they need to do is generate income. Mm-hmm. They need to be self-sustainable.
Yeah.
And we need to create platforms for them to, you know, upload products, really. Mm-hmm. You know, a digital platform.
Yeah.
Whereby, you know, many different cultures from around the Commonwealth, but also internationally, mm-hmm. can see their goods. So they can start being paid for the work and the energy and the time they pump in.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, a person's designs are their own, mm-hmm. and I'm really dead against this idea of people going around and, you know, not getting the credit they deserve mm-hmm. from their design. So the major thing about fashion designers and how we can benefit them is to give them a platform. Mm-hmm. And the Commonwealth Fashion Council, it's built within our constitution that we need to provide fashion talents from mm-hmm. across the Commonwealth, especially those within new emerging fashion markets, the opportunity to develop.
Okay. Is this one of...
And sell products, sorry.
Sell products, yes. Okay. Is this the first Fashion Week in Commonwealth countries that you've attended?
Yes, it is. It's the first Fashion Week I've been to... for the organisation yet, so mm-hmm. it's a milestone, really. It's mm-hmm. a milestone in our development, and just going back to the Rwandan joining the Commonwealth back in 2009, mm-hmm. you know, that was a milestone in the history of Rwanda. You know, thinking about the history, the past history, and just thinking of the journey that Rwanda has been on since mm-hmm. 2009 is completely unbelievable.
Yeah,
and then I was reading the report, about how Rwanda has overtook Spain for the easiest place to do business,
or
something like that. But, you know, mm-hmm. as a state and also a small state in Africa, Rwanda is really trying to fly in the flag for business, mm-hmm. and I believe it can fly the flag for fashion too.
Okay. How long have you been in the country?
I've been here since yesterday. Mm-hmm. I live in London, so I started my travelling on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday at 7 o'clock, the flight left, and so I've just been mostly awake, really. But I did have the morning off this morning, mm-hmm. which was nice.
Okay. According to you, does the Commonwealth Fashion Council do surveys on the countries in the councils? Fashion-wise?
I have to say, the Commonwealth Fashion Council as an organisation mm-hmm. and a council
mm-hmm.
has only been around since the beginning of this year.
Okay, so it's fairly new.
It's fairly new, it's very new, actually. We're going through a process of accreditation,
mm-hmm.
Which is called Commonwealth Accreditation,
mm-hmm.
because we want to be officially recognised as an official organisation for fashion within the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Like the Games, but they're more than accredited. They're mm-hmm. mandated by the heads of government meeting. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we want to be, you know, taken seriously, which we are, but we're just going through a process of accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we supply them with the goods and tell them that, we're here for the long term, because I see this as being a legacy, really. This whole organisation being a legacy to be here far after, you know, I've been here. But in terms of reports, the first report I'll be doing will be on the Kigali fashion scene, and that will just be a series of suggestions. Sorry, the Rwandan fashion scene. It'll be a series of suggestions that I've, just general discussions I've had with everyday Rwandans, really, about what they need. For example, fashion designers, a platform. They need a trade show for the fabrics, because I think commercially there's a lot to be made that made through that, internationally and also within Rwanda itself. But also it's about Rwanda is obviously a developing fashion industry, and another thing I'm trying to push over or get across, another point, is that, you know, you should start this new journey really being ethical, thinking about where the designs are coming from, thinking about where the money is going in, how that being pumped into community-based projects. You know, it's such a big opportunity for Rwanda now to start the fashion scene as they mean to go on, because you don't have to change a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff has to be changed in more in like the UK and Canada, because the market was totally wrong. So that took a series of like decades to change, to go a lot more ethical and educate people to become more aware. But the opportunity that Rwanda has in terms of fashion is to start ethical.
Okay, well, let's get a thumbs up. That's good. You talked about strict rules for accreditation in the Commonwealth Fashion Council. Could you just run us through them?
The Commonwealth of Nations are bound together by core values and beliefs, democracy, freedom of speech, gender equality, rule of law, promoting a civil society, fairness, honesty, integrity. So all that has been built into our